Blog Talk Radio.
My heart.
Welcome you to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. Thank you for tuning in. And at this time, we're going to start off with a word of prayer. So let us bring our minds in, let us open our hearts, and let us focus on the Lord. With our minds on the Lord, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We bless your holy name. We come before you, Lord God, humbling ourselves as humble as we know how. Lord, we ask that you will have mercy upon us and that you will forgive our sins in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we call on you right now to stop by just a little while. Lord, we need your presence, oh, God, and we need your power in the name of Jesus. We need a touch from you right now, God. We're asking that you will touch us, Lord, and that you will strengthen us where we're weak. Build us up where we're torn down. Lord, heal us from our infirmity in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, we ask that you will send your word today, that your word have free course. God, that you will anoint and bless the speaker, Lord,
yes,
and cause us to hear your voice, to listen carefully as you speak unto us. Oh, my God, not our will, but let your holy will be done. We're asking you, Lord, to have your way. Oh, my God, take full control of this broadcast noon. And, Lord God, let it go the way that you choose in the name of Jesus. We pray, God, that you will reach every soul that is listening and that you will bless each and every one with the blessing that we stand in need of. We're looking unto you, Lord, and we're depending on you. We believe you right now, God, and we're taking you at your word. Lord God, we ask that you'll accept our prayer, that you will bless us, Lord, continually. Let the words of our mouth, the meditations of our hearts, even the thoughts in our minds and the intents of our hearts, let it be acceptable in your sight. We ask it all in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. We thank God for prayer. We thank God once again for you tuning in on this afternoon. Praise the Lord. And you are listening to Evangelist Sheila Hameen, Watch Care Pastor of Holy Temple Church of God, which is located in Baltimore, Maryland. Holy Temple is a branch of our headquarters church, the Christian Temple Assembly Church of God, which is located in Camden, New Jersey. Praise the Lord, where Pastor Richard Jackson Jr. is our president and Northern District Overseer, and Pastor Lewis Marshall Sr. is our vice president and Southern District Overseer, and also the pastor of Victory Temple Church of God in Florida. Praise the Lord. And on the broadcast with us this afternoon, we have my co-host, Evangelist Maybelle Edmond, who is out of the headquarters church in Camden, New Jersey, and also Evangelist Khadija Hameen, who resides in Baltimore, Maryland. Amen. Praise the Lord. We have a guest speaker on this afternoon. Praise God, from one of our branch churches down in North Carolina, in New Hope Temple Church of God, where Pastor Robert Huff is the pastor. Amen. Praise the Lord. And they are in Hamlet, North Carolina. And we have an evangelist, a powerful speaker. Amen. And she's also a mother in Zion. And that is none other than Evangelist Mother Linda Diggs. And she will be our speaker for this afternoon. Praise the Lord. And at this time, we're going to have our opening scripture read by Evangelist Khadija Hameen. God bless Evangelist Khadija.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the opening prayer. Thank God for everyone who is listening. Thank God for all of you. Evangelist Maybelle, Evangelist Hameen, Evangelist Diggs. And the opening scripture is going to be taken from the 66th number of Psalm, beginning with the first verse. That's the 66th number of Psalm, beginning with verse 1, and it's 6-6. And I'm reading from the King James Version of the Bible. And it reads, "Make a joyful noise unto God, all ye lands. Sing forth the honor of his name. Make his praise glorious. Say unto God, how terrible art thou in thy works. Through the greatness of thy power shall thine enemies submit themselves unto thee. All the earth shall worship thee, and shall sing unto thee. They shall sing to thy name, Selah. Come and see the works of God. He is terrible in his doing toward the children of men. He turned the sea into dry land. They went through the flood on foot. There did we rejoice in him. He ruleth by his power forever. His eyes behold the nations. Let not the rebellious exalt themselves, Selah. O bless our God, ye people, and make the voice of his praise to be heard, which holdeth our soul in life and suffereth not our feet to be moved." Thank God for the reading of his words. It's 66 number of Psalm, the first throughout the ninth verses. At this time, I just thank God just to be on the broadcast one more time. And I'm going to sing a song.
with my head lifted up and my mouth filled with praise, with a heart of thanksgiving, I will bless thee, O Lord, with my head lifted up and my mouth filled with praise, with a heart of thanksgiving, I will bless thee, O Lord. I will bless thee, O Lord. I will bless thee, O Lord, with a heart of thanksgiving. I will bless thee, O Lord, with my hands lifted up and my mouth filled with praise, with a heart of thanksgiving. I will bless thee, O Lord. I will bless thee, O Lord. I will bless thee, O Lord, with a heart of thanksgiving. I will bless thee, O Lord. I will bless thee, O Lord. I'll bless thee, O Lord, with a heart of thanksgiving. I will bless thee, O Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord. At this time, we're going to turn the broadcast over into the hands of Evangelist Maybelle so that she may have words and introduce our speaker.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Bless the Lord, O my soul.
Hallelujah.
And all that is within me. Glory. Hallelujah. I feel like
thank
praising
you,
the Lord.
Yes, Lord. I thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. He's been so good and so merciful. His
Lord.
Name is worthy to be praised.
Hallelujah.
From the rising of the sun,
yes,
to the going down of the same, we ought to praise God and give his
thank
name
you,
to praise. For he is worthy to the Lord for the great things that he has done for his people. I'm glad to be with you today.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm looking forward to hearing the word of God.
Amen.
Glory, hallelujah. We want you to be encouraged to continue
yes,
to listen in to this broadcast that you may receive food for your soul.
All God right.
Bless you. I thank God for this opportunity.
Hallelujah.
To turn this part of this service over into the hands of Pastor Sheila Hameen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We thank God for the opening scripture, for the beautiful song, and also the exhortations coming through Evangelist May. And
amen.
I can say of a truth today, we ought to bless the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes,
for his wondrous works, because he has done great and mighty things. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
And in the psalm was encouraging us, saying, oh, bless our God.
Yes.
And make the voice of his praise to be heard. In other words, don't be quiet about it, but
amen.
Let us open our mouths wide. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And let us bless the name of the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised.
Amen.
This is the day that the Lord has made.
Yes.
Oh, and
yes.
we will rejoice and be
yes.
glad in it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Oh,
yes.
praise be to God. And maybe I ought to just say this personally. I will rejoice. Hallelujah.
I will rejoice. Yes.
And I'm believing that you also will rejoice
yes.
and be glad. Hallelujah. And I just thank God for his wondrous work and all
yes.
that he's doing and the testimonies that we've been hearing. Praise the Lord. And
yes.
now we're going to prepare for the word of God. And I just want to encourage you to open your heart. Open your heart wide. Open it right now freely to receive the Lord in your heart, because he will speak directly to our heart. Hallelujah. And if our hearts are open, we can receive the word of God freely. Amen. Amen. And God will do great and mighty things. So at this time, let us prepare our hearts for the word of God. And we have a dynamic speaker coming to us on this afternoon.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, a beautiful woman of God who believes in letting God have his way.
Amen.
And so let us pray that the Lord will bless the speaker. Amen.
Amen.
And bring forth the word of God. And while she's going forth, let us continue in prayer as the word comes forth. And now the next voice you will hear is none other than that of Evangelist Mother Linda Diggs of New Hope Temple Church of God in Hamlet, North Carolina. God bless Evangelist Diggs.
God bless you. Praise the Lord, everybody. Amen. We thank God for this opportunity to speak on his word. Amen. So this time we'll bow our heads for a word of prayer. Most Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, again we come before you, thanking you for right now, thanking you for another day you allowed us to live on in the land of the living. We thank you for your goodness and your mercy. And Lord, we ask you to send our word today, send our anointing, speak to our hearts and speak to our minds. We pray, God, that you will more have your way, that the word fall on acceptable ears. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. We once again, we honor the Lord today. Evangelist Hameen, Evangelist Edmund, Evangelist Hameen again, and everyone that is on the radio broadcast this afternoon. Amen. We thank God for my being here. Thank God for this, amen, the invitation and the opportunity to speak on God's word. Amen. We know that God is good and he is good to his people. Amen.
Amen.
So this time, if you will, we will go to the book of Psalms. The 121st number of Psalms, that's Psalms 121, and I will be speaking from the King James Version of the Bible. It reads, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. Amen. We thank God for the reading of his word. Amen. Here in these passages of scripture, amen, David was saying that he would lift up his eyes unto the hills from which cometh his help. His help was coming from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He said, which made heaven and earth. Amen. David was talking about the true and living God.
Amen.
Yes,
he said, my help coming from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He wasn't talking about an idol God. He wasn't talking about some stature. Amen. He wasn't talking about something that had eyes but couldn't see.
All right.
Feet couldn't walk. Had a mouth but couldn't speak. Had eyes but could not see. Hands but couldn't touch. He wasn't talking about that kind of God. He was talking about the true and the living God, the one which made heaven and earth. Amen. And he knew, amen, because he had experienced some things. He had been through some things. And he had been in situations when he couldn't get himself out of it. He had to turn to God. He had to go to a higher source. He had to have more power to deliver him than what he had of himself. And he had this experience. He had a relationship with the Lord. And he knew that he could look to God and God would deliver him. Amen. And we're in a time where we all need help for one thing or another. We may not need help for the same thing, but we all need help. Amen. We're experiencing things that we have never experienced before. We're seeing things that we have never seen before. Some things we can handle, some things we know how to handle, some we don't. But we have to look to God. We got to know where to go to get the help to deal with the things that we cannot handle. Amen. And David knew where to go. He knew who to look to. Amen. And we have to know also. Because when you need help, you want to go to the right source. You want to go where you're going to get the right help.
Amen. If you're having a problem with your plumbing in your house, you're not going to the electrician.
Right.
Because he's going to fix your lights, but you need help with your water.
Yes, sir.
So you're going to go where you're going to get the help for the problem that you're going through.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
Amen.
You,
so David, he knew if he looked to the Lord, because he had an experience with the Lord. He had delivered him out of many situations. And he knew that he could go back to him again. And so we have to know that we can go to God, and God will deliver.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
My thought tonight is, do you know where to go?
All right.
And so you go in this time we're living in, if they want to call it a pandemic or times of uncertainty, we're dealing with things that we ourselves cannot handle. We don't know how. We don't have the knowledge. We don't have the power. Amen. But the God that we serve know what to do. He know how to handle it. He know when to handle it. He know what each and every one of us is going through. So instead of trying to work it out ourselves, we got to give it to the Lord.
Yes.
Cast all our cares upon him because he cares for us. Amen. Yes, we experience some things, and we're definitely living in the last days. Amen. And perilous times going to come. Those times are here.
Yes.
Amen. Yeah. Because we're going through things. We're experiencing things. There's times of uncertainty. People don't know where they're going to lay their head down at night. Don't know where they have food to eat the next morning. They don't know this thing, but we know a God. We're serving a God that know how to take care of all of that, too. If we allow God, if we give it to God and let God work it out, amen, God will fix the problem.
Amen.
Do you know where to go? Amen.
All right.
Sickness in your body, trouble in your mind. We know that God is a healer of both body and soul. We know he's a mind regulator and he's a heart fixer. Amen. We know that God can take care of everything. He said, I'll supply your every need according to the riches and glory. But yes, we suffer things down here. We have to. Because the Bible said in order to reign with him, we must suffer.
Mm-hmm.
And in all of our suffering and going through, it's all working together for the good.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Because it's making you and it's teaching us to trust and to depend on God.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
It's trusting you and to teach you to acknowledge God. Not to lean to your understanding, but to acknowledge God. And God said he would direct your every path. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
We have to know to whom to go to for our solutions problems. And they that trust in the Lord shall be like my Zion, which cannot be removed, but abide forever. You stay with God, you trust God. Amen. And God is going to come to your rescue. Amen. There's nothing too hard for God. Yes, we suffer. Yes, we experience things we don't know why or we don't even know how. But we have to accept what God allows, knowing that God will not put no more upon us than we are able to bear.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know who to go to? Amen. When you're overwhelmed and you just don't know what to do. David began to say, lead me to that rock, which is higher than I. Amen. And we go to that rock, Lord knows we can get help for our soul. Amen.
Yes.
But do you know who to go to? Amen. God is an answer for the solution. And whatever we're standing in need of this day, saved or unsaved, God is the solution.
Amen.
Go to him. Focus on him. Concentrate on God. Because whatever we go through, God is not going to let us be overtaken or overshadowed. Amen. He's going to make a way of escape. He will deliver. Just like he did, amen, with the children of Israel. He heard their cry. He seen their tears.
Yeah.
He said, I've come down to deliver you. Other words, enough is enough. Now I'm going to do something about this situation.
Yeah.
But do you know who to go to? Amen. We have to go to God, not family members, not friends, not neighbors, not loved ones. Amen. Because they got their own problem. They're going through the same thing you're going through. They're living in the same world that you're living in. They're experiencing the same thing that you are. Amen. If they could help you, maybe they would. But you can't help if you don't know how to help. But God knows how to help. And he's willing and able to help. Amen. But we have to realize that God's will be done.
Yes.
Do you know who to go to? Amen. Yes, we suffer. Yes, we go through. We experience things that we don't want to experience. But we got to realize that we're not going through them by ourselves. We got to realize that we're not alone. Amen. One scripture began to say, over in the book of Romans, about the 8th chapter and 18th verse,
He said, for I reckon that the suffering of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Yes, we're suffering right now. We're going through things. But it's nothing compared to what we got received if we go through them. It's nothing compared, amen, to the blessing that God has bestowed upon his people.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's nothing compared to the mansion that he got built up for us.
Oh,
mansion not made by hands. Amen. But in order to get in it, we got to go through down here. Amen. We got to fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life. Amen. When your problems seem to overwhelm you, do you know who to go to? Amen. Don't throw in the towel. Don't give up on God. But God is not going to give up on you. Amen. The enemy's job is to get you to lose focus on God. Amen. But our job is to keep our eyes on the prize. Amen. Yes. Keep looking up. Look up and live. Amen. Yes. And God began to tell Moses and the children out there in the wilderness when the serpents began to bite them. He told them to take a serpent and put it on a brass pole. Told them to hold it up. Look up at the serpent. Look up and live. Amen. When we are going through, look like the serpents is biting us on our leg. We got to look up and live. Lift our eyes unto the hills from which cometh our help. Our help is coming from the Lord, amen, which made heaven and earth. The Lord God Almighty that sits up high and he looks down low, beholding the good as well as the evil. He know our needs. He know what we're going through. He know the heaviness of your heart. He know the burdens of you carry. But one thing about it, he said, cast all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. He said, come unto me, all your labor, heavy laden, I'll give you rest. If we give it to God, we got to know where to go, who to give it to, if we want some results. You do the same thing, you get the same results. You go to the same people, you're going to get the same results.
Right.
But do you know who to go to when you're in trouble, when you can't sleep at night, when problems are mounting up on every side? Just give it to the Lord. Take your burden to the Lord and leave them right there.
Mm-hmm.
You got to know who to go to get the right answer.
Amen.
You got to know where to go. Does you no good. Does me no good to walk around in circles. Amen. When all you got to do is look up.
Amen.
Look up and live.
Look up and
live.
And
God, he will deliver. God will bring us out. Yes, we suffer. This old body, it do moan and groan. But one thing about it, Bob said, this is every time when I could beat his off, we got to build it.
Yes.
Not made by hands. Eternal in the heavens.
Thank you, Lord.
Made by that God that made the heavens and the earth.
Yes.
Amen. You got to know where to go.
Amen.
You can't sleep at night. Give it to the Lord.
Yes.
Sometimes we torment our own selves when we don't really have to. We're in trouble because we won't give it to God.
Amen.
We suffer needlessly when we can give it to God and he'll take it away. That heavy load. God will lighten that heavy load.
Yes, he will.
Yes.
Do you know where to go? Go to God. Stop worrying your neighbors. Stop worrying your friends. Go to God. He is your answer. Regardless of what we suffer down here. And we will suffer. We're born to suffer. We have to suffer. Amen. In order to reign with him. He suffered for us. So we got to suffer now. It's our time. But while we're suffering, amen, we got somebody we can look to make it a little lighter. Make it a little easier. We don't have to bear it alone. We don't have to carry it alone. Amen. Because he said, I never leave you, nor will I forsake you. I'll be with you always, even unto the end. Look to him, the author and finisher of our faith.
Yes,
look to him, the one that made all things. Not no stature. The stature ain't got no power.
Amen.
But God got the power.
God,
he can speak the word, and it will be done. God has the power over death, hell, and the grave. He can speak the word. Amen. And man will lay down and die. He can speak again. And that same man will get up and walk.
Thank you.
In the newness of life. Know where to go. Go to God.
Amen.
Stop holding your head down. Hold your head up. Lift up your head so you can't.
Yeah.
See you lift it up. Amen. God wants us to look up. He wants us to look and live. He don't want us to be despondent. He don't want us to be worried. Why worry? When you don't have to, why worry when you can rejoice?
Yeah.
Rejoice in the Lord and all the goodness and blessings that he has bestowed upon you. just as he delivered David, just as he did then. He can do it now. God is God, and he's not going to change. He's the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. God has not lost no power.
Amen.
He delivered Daniel. Amen. He delivered the Hebrew boys. Amen. We have our furnaces. Amen. We got our lives then. And the same God brought them out can bring us out. And we just lift our eyes unto the hills and tell God all about it. Do you know where to go? God bless you. Pray my strength in the Lord.
Glory to God.
Thank God for that beautiful message. And now we're going to ask you, May, to take us to the throne of grace.
Praise the Lord. There may be someone out here listening in radio land, and you don't know where to go. You can go to Jesus today and give your burden to him today. And if you want to be saved, you can go to Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
It's open invitation. So you can come to Jesus and you can let him fix your situation. He can fix every situation in your life.
Amen.
As you bow our heads wherever you may be. Hallelujah. If you're in your home, you can just turn it over to the Lord.
Yes,
let us look to the Lord. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I pray that you look on the souls of men,
those
who have heard the word of God, those who are listening. Hallelujah. We want you to touch them right now, Lord.
Touch
them. Out of thy spirit, oh Lord. Move in a mighty way.
Let
the blood of Jesus cover. Let the spirit of God prevail.
Yes,
somebody to turn to you. You said, come unto me, all ye that labor
yes,
and
Lord,
are heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
Jesus.
Oh, my God, help
yes,
somebody
Lord.
To accept the invitation. Hallelujah. Help them to give their life to you, Lord.
Help somebody.
Too late. Help them, Jesus, to turn to you, Lord. You said we can call unto you. Hallelujah. And you would answer to us.
Yes,
hallelujah. Have mercy today, Lord.
Help
somebody to fall out with their way. To give their life to you. Help them to keep your faith. And call upon your name. Help, Lord Jesus. We know you're able right now, Lord. We know you got the power, Lord. You can
yes,
do everything, Lord. You can save to the uttermost. You can deliver the souls of men. Help them, Lord. Jesus, lift that heavy burden, Lord.
Lift
that soul that has gotten into trouble. We know you're able to bring them out, Lord.
Yes,
have mercy, O Lord.
Mercy.
Help them to lay the burden on you. In the name of Jesus, you said cast your burden upon the Lord. Hallelujah, because
yes.
God cares for you. He cares right now. You can turn it over to Jesus if you're walking around with no hope. Hallelujah, turn it down. Give it to Jesus and let him fix it for you. Hallelujah. We know you're able, Lord. You're able to fix it, oh Lord. You're
able
to move in a mighty way, oh Lord. Jesus, take control, Lord.
Yes,
the Holy Ghost, change somebody's mind, touch somebody's heart. Hallelujah. Send on deliverance, Lord. Jesus, we know you're able to fix it. You're a burden bearer, Lord. Jesus, lift that heavy burden.
Those
souls that are grieving for the loss of loved ones. We want to help them, oh Lord. Help them to go to you. Help them to look to you. For you are our every hope, Lord. In the name of Jesus,
make
this situation, oh Lord. Take your people through, Lord. Help us, oh Lord. Help us to stand, Jesus. Help us to do your will. In the
help
name
me.
Of Jesus, look on the speaker of the hour.
Look on.
Yes,
Lord.
Send our
word
through.
Thank you, Lord.
Have your way.
Have your way, Lord.
Your will be done. In the name of Jesus,
God. Bless in a special way, O Lord, and help us, O Lord, to be thankful for your word, Lord, to do and be what you would have us to be, O Lord. Help us, O Lord. We want to go through. We are looking to you, Lord, the author and finisher of our faith. Hallelujah. You're able to take us through every situation. That's why we are looking to you, Lord. You are our very present help in trouble, Lord. Continue to bless, O Lord. And we will continue to divine and to praise. And we thankful. We are thankful unto you right now, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for what you already done.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for your precious word. We thank you for the messenger. We thank you right now.
Thank you.
Thank you for touching our souls. Thank you for blessing us,
Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Jesus. We bless you, O Lord. Bless
your name.
We are thankful unto you, Lord, for all that you have done for us. God knows how to deliver the godly out of the temptation.
Amen.
We know how to make a way for his people. That's why we go to Jesus.
Amen.
Not our loved ones, not the people in the world, but we go to Jesus because he can do everything.
Amen.
Thank God for his word. Beautiful message. Evangelist Dick, keep preaching the word of God. That was a beautiful message.
Amen.
And
praise the Lord. God bless you.
Of Evangelist Sheila Hameen.
Amen. Praise God. Thank God for that prayer. Thank God for those beautiful remarks and exhortations coming through Evangelist May. I tell you, that word stirred my heart. The word of God touched me. Hallelujah. And it was asking a question, do you know where to go? Hallelujah. So many people are in that position right now where they don't know where to go. But the word of God came today to let us know that we can lift up our eyes, hallelujah, unto the hills from whence cometh our help. The Lord Jesus, he is our help. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Somebody sang a song saying, where do I go?
Where do
hallelujah.
I go?
Glory. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
When there's nobody to talk to,
thank you, Lord.
When there's no foundation stable, I have to go to the rock. I have to look to the Lord, to the hill. Glory. Because all of my help comes from the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm glad to know today that I can go to Jesus. Oh, praise the Lord. And whoever's listening, amen. The Lord has revealed to you that you don't have to wander around anymore where to go. You don't have to look here and there, but you can look to him. Hallelujah. He will come to your aid. He will be there for you. Thank you, Jesus. You might be looking to the left, to the right, behind you and in front of you, but have you looked up? Glory to God.
All right. Thank you, Jesus.
Have you lifted up your eyes to the hill? That's where your help is coming from. It's coming from the Lord. Oh,
yes,
praise the Lord. That word really stirred me up. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And I praise him. Oh, glory to God. I give him glory and honor.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus, because he is a God that cares about his people. Amen. He cares about everyone. This is why he sent Jesus to die on the cross. Hallelujah. That we all might be saved. Oh, what a loving God he is. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord. I could go on and on because I mean that word just really cut my heart and stirred me up. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Like he mentioned about the Hebrew boys and about Daniel. Hallelujah. They knew that they could look to the Lord. Oh, glory to God. And the Lord came through for them. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. They didn't. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. They didn't have any doubt whatsoever, but they believed and they were firm in their belief, knowing that they could look to the Lord for their help while they were in the furnace. Oh, glory be to God. They were in the fire and they were depending on the Lord for help. And he was right there to take the heat out of the flames. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. So when we get in a tough situation, when we get into a fiery situation, just know this. I'm going to lift up my eyes to the hills because I know help is on the way. Oh, praise to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Evangelist, keep on preaching the word of God and keep letting God have his way in your life, because that was a truly powerful and timely message that we needed to hear on this afternoon. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
My help cometh from the Lord. And
if
I ask this question, you ought to know now. Do you know where to go?
Do you know where to go?
Yes. Do you know where to go?
Amen.
To today the Lord wants you to know you can come to him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord. Thank the Lord. Thank God for you. Amen. I thank God for you tuning in on this afternoon. Praise be to God. Thank God for your prayers. I believe that God, he stepped in. Hallelujah. And he began to speak to us. Thank you, Lord Jesus. She brought that out so beautifully.
Yes,
it was so well laid out, and I thank God for it. It was a blessing to my soul. Praise God. And I want to encourage all of you to take the word of God in and let God have his way in your life. Let God rule in your life. And when anything comes up, you'll know automatically where to go. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. At this time, we're going to come on in. Praise God. And we're going to have some announcements from Evangelist Khadijah.
Amen. Where do I go?
Yes,
when there's nobody else to turn to, who do I talk to?
Yes.
When nobody wants to listen, who do I lean on? Yes. When there's no foundation stable, I go to the rock. I know he's able. I go to the rock. Amen. I thank the Lord for the word coming to Evangelist Diggs, asking that question, do you know where to go? And she brought out some very beautiful points, and I thank God even for the remarks coming to Evangelist Maybell and Evangelist Hameen, bringing those things out even more because of so many people, they don't know where to go. And because they don't, they go to something else, like Maybell began to bring out about the bottle and, you know, the liquor store and various places that people go, not knowing that they can go to the Lord. And today, if you didn't know where to go, you ought to know where to go now. And she said, if you have a plumbing problem, you don't call an electrician. You have to know where to go. Only God can heal the body, the soul, the mind, and any other part outside of that scope. Only he's able. And I tell you, I enjoyed the word of God today. It was very inspiring, very uplifting, very encouraging. And like Evangelist Hameen said, she brought it out very, very well. And just thank God for all the listeners. Thank you all so much for tuning in. And thank God also for that prayer as well. And if anyone would like a copy of tonight's message or any message that has been preached on the show, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/ My King Service, Title I School, and one is O-N-E. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/ My King Service, Title I School. You may also email us at prayerworksministry, the number 100@gmail.com. And to tune in by phone every Sunday at 3:30 p.m. And Friday at 7 o'clock p.m., you may call 319-527-6763. Again, that's 319-527-6763. And you may also tune in online at blogtalkradio.com/ My King Service Title I School. And we want to continue to pray for Aretha Turlington, Andres Crespo, Andrew Marshall, that the Lord would bring him back. That's Pastor Marshall's brother. Arnold Byrd, Geraldine Taylor, Marisa Assetti, Mr. Angel Assetti Sr., Carmen Assetti, Sarah Ann Maddox and the bereaved Walker family, Julie Dixon, Michaela Cohen and family, Janisha, Tanisha, and the Olive family, Bertha Panada, Frank Carino, Cassie Colliers, Robert Berry, Samuel Anderson, Minister Troy Johnson, Elder Jerry Pauldo and family, Mr. Wade, Celeste Hall. We want to continue to pray for the bereaved families and those who are afflicted with COVID, and as well as our world leaders and anyone who has requested prayer and in whose name I might not have called. And if you're looking to support other ministries or you just need something to help you get through the week, every Wednesday at 6 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Martha Culbreth's Ministry of Hope is on. The phone number is 602
580-9377, and the access code is 567-2574. On Thursdays at 6 o'clock p.m., Missionary Rebecca Ingram and Missionary Myrtle Huff host a prayer line, and the phone number is 978-990-5337. Again, it's 978-990-5337. And the access code is 346-9155. Elderberry Johnson can be seen on YouTube. Just go on YouTube and type in Elderberry Johnson, and he can be pulled up there. Pastor Robert Huff can be heard on Saturdays at 1 o'clock p.m. on WD Like Dog, E Like Elephant, X, 1430 or 1340 in North Carolina. Ministry Emmanuel Hogues teams up with Evangelist Annette Bradley on the Prayer News Network at 9 o'clock p.m. every night. The phone number is 339-209-6891. And Grace Temple hosts Sunday morning service every Sunday at 11:30, where Pastor Jerry Bennett is the pastor. The phone number is 720-740-9840. And the access code is 1827631. And if you would like me to list any new ministries, please feel free to go on our website and leave them in the comment section of tonight's broadcast. Also, if you would like your name added to the prayer list, you may leave your petition or your name or someone else's name in the comment section of tonight's broadcast. And if you would like to send us postal mail, our address is P.O. Box 27148. Again, that's P.O. Box in Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. Don't forget to set your clocks forward if it hasn't already happened. And those are all the announcements that I have today. Evangelist Pramine, do you have the number that they can text this prayer request at?
Yes, yes. So if there's any request for prayer, that would be 410-209-7503. Once again, 410-209-7503.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And those are all the announcements that I have at this time. So now I'm going to turn the broadcast back over into the hands of Evangelist Sheila.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So let us bear these announcements in mind, and mainly let us keep praying one for another, and let's continue in prayer for all of those who are on the prayer list. Anyone that you know of who has requested prayer, their name may not have been called, but let us continue in prayer for each and every one. Praise the Lord. And we do thank God tonight. Praise the Lord. As was mentioned on Friday night, maybe there's someone out there who would like to give their testimony on air. And if you would like to do that, we would give you the opportunity to do so. If you want to, you can dial the number that I just mentioned and give us, or rather not dial it, but send a text. Text this number. And if you do dial it, you can still leave a message, and we will get your message. But if you would send a text and let us know that you want to give your testimony, you want to tell what the Lord has done for you. Maybe the Lord healed your body and you want to tell how God healed you, or maybe you were going through something and you want to tell how God came and he delivered you. So you are welcome to tell the goodness of the Lord. And so if you would like to do so, you can 410-209-7503. And we will arrange to have you on the air so that you can give the glory to God that is due to his name. Amen. Praise the Lord. We just thank God once again for the beautiful word of God that came forth on this afternoon. We thank God for Evangelist Diggs being so willing to avail herself, amen, to bring forth the word of God. And we thank God for her. Amen. Amen. Praise God. And I still feel stirred up. I don't know about anyone, but That word really got my heart just stirred up,
yes.
Praise God. And my soul is rejoicing just
Lord,
thinking
yes,
on the goodness of the Lord. Hallelujah, praise God. And so before we bring the broadcast to a close, we're going to ask if Evangelist May has any additional words or anything else she would like to say.
Just want to say to Evangelist Stiggs, keep preaching the word of God and keep letting the Lord have his way. I truly, truly enjoyed the word of God and my doing the will of God. And I'll be praying for you and also pray for me.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. And at this time, we're going to give the speaker an opportunity for any last words that she would like to say before the closing of the broadcast.
Praise the Lord. Amen. I just thank God for the, as I stated, for the opportunity to speak on God's word. Amen. I just thank God. Amen. Are you yet continuing blessing us? Just thank God. Amen. God, he is just good. Amen. And you have to know where to go. Amen. And time passed, our lives, we went somewhere everywhere. And
yes, Lord.
The situation didn't change.
Oh,
and it didn't change until we went, till we found out where to go.
Amen.
When you go to God, tell him all about it. God, he will turn the situation around. Be it sickness, trouble in your mind, whatever. Drugs, alcohol, whatever. Go to God and he'll fix it for you. Go to the right source and he will work it out. And once again, to Evangelist May and Evangelist Hameen and Evangelist Hameen again, thank God for the broadcast, beautiful work you're doing. And we pray to God continue to bless it. Amen. And bless you for the mind. Amen. To see that the word of God be spread. God bless you.
God bless you.
Praise God. God bless you. And we thank God for you. Again, we thank God for all of you who are listening right now. And we thank God for your love, for your support, for your prayers.
Amen.
Amen. For everything that you do to help us in the ministry. We truly
Amen.
Thank God for you. May God continue to bless you. Amen. May the blessings of the Lord rest upon you. Praise God. We're going to bring the broadcast to a close, but I would like for you to pray a special prayer. Hallelujah. Praise God. Pray a special prayer for my family, for my daughter-in-law, and for my son and their children. Praise God. Because, you know, the enemy, he is fighting and trying to find ways to interfere with
yes.
us doing what God wants us to do. And so
yes.
he attacks us in the family. He attacks us in our bodies.
But
he attacks us in whatever way he can to
Amen.
Take our minds and our eyes off of where we ought to go. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Praise
Amen.
God. So let us continue to go to the Lord.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Don't be distracted and fall in a world of confusion and wondering, oh, where do I go? What am I going to do? Hallelujah. We can go to the Lord. We can
Amen.
Look to him.
Yes.
Even while we're in the trouble, while we're being tried, hallelujah, like he stated, we are dealing with some things that we don't even know how to handle. We don't know even what to do about. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. We haven't dealt with such things. Glory to
Amen.
God. But we know that we can go to the Lord. So I request in prayer for my family. Amen.
Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
And so at this time, once again, we thank God for you. We thank God for your patience. And let's sing. Let's sing a little bit before we close out.
Doris? Where do I go when the storms of life are raging? Who do I turn to when the storms of sorrow blow? Is there a refuge? Yeah. In the time of tribulation, when my soul needs consolation, I go to the rock. Yes, I go to the rock of my salvation. I go to the stone that the builders rejected. I go to the mountain stands by me.
when the earth's all around me sinking sad. Christ, the solid rock I stand. When I need shelter, when I need a friend, I go to the rock. I go to the rock of my salvation. I go to the stone that the builders rejected. I go to the mountain stands by me. When the earth all around me sinking sand, Christ the solid rock I stand. When I need shelter, when I need a friend, I go to the rock.
Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. And so this brings our broadcast to a close, and we encourage you to keep your mind on the Lord and let this word dwell richly in you. Amen. Focus on it throughout the course of the week, and you'll find that when you're confronted with situations, you know that you can go to the Lord. God bless you. We love you. And this concludes the broadcast for this afternoon. God bless you, Evangelist May.
God bless you.
Evangelist Khadija.
God bless you.
And God bless you, Evangelist Diggs.
God bless you. God bless you.